Russ Parr Morning Show, 49 minutes past the hour. Jason Collins, formerly of the Wizards, came out yesterday as an active NBA player who says he's gay. You know, some people think that's very heroic. I'll tell you what was heroic.
What?
It was Magic Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
When Magic Johnson came out and said I was HIV positive, that was heroic.
Because Magic actually softened the blow. When Magic came out, you know, that was just something that was, you know, looked at as, you know, like the worst thing in the world. With this guy here, with Jason coming out at this time right here, the blow has already been softened.
Yeah, but
this is not 5-10 years ago.
I disagree.
It'd have been totally different.
Still, nobody else in the sports world. Sports is masculine. Being gay is not considered being masculine. So it is a big deal that he's coming out. It's a huge, come on.
But there's still a lot of people that are just ignorant. Why does your sexuality have to be so important to other people? Now, yes, people make light of it, and so we do it here too. I mean, but I try to be equal opportunity offender. You know, I make fun of heterosexuals.
But then, why,
also,
if it's no big deal, why do you have to hide it?
It's fair.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you come on now. Let's tell the truth though.
What?
After the game, everybody going for the showers. Whether you have you're homophobic or not, you're gonna try to put your shower either before or after.
Come on,
you
dude.
Just don't know.
I shower at the gym with women. I don't know if they're gay or not, and I don't care.
You have to worry about the fans. They're probably gonna have to have extra security because, you know, it's gonna be somebody that tries to yell and do crazy things. So,
Mike Wallace of the Dolphins tweeted. He says, you know, why would Collins want to mess with other guys when there are so many beautiful girls in the world? 1-877 Par Show. Let's go. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. This is Truth Minister Paul Scott. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, hey. Minister Scott. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that I'm not even going to make a moral issue out of this, historical issue. Who is the most oppressed group in this country historically? It's the straight black man. That is the image that you don't see on television. You don't see the black man with the wife, the children. You see none of that. That's never applauded, even on television. You haven't seen an image of a strong black man besides Obama. He's only half black since Good Times with Good Times in the Cosby Show. So I think that's the image that's really been historically demonized. That's the strong black man taking care of his wife and kids.
So what you're saying, Minister, is that because he comes out as a gay black male, that this is not an image that you want to be portrayed, that this is what black men are about? What are you saying?
That's not the argument I'm making. The argument I'm making is that you don't see the image of a strong black man in the media nowadays. You see the black man running around with 5 kids all over the hood, spending money in the strip club. But traditionally, historically, the image that you don't see is the one that's taking care of his wife and kids and raising other strong black men. That has been the most historically oppressed image and the most demonized image in America.
All right, Minister, I appreciate your phone call. 1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Tracy. Go ahead.
You know what? I need somebody to help me understand why is it that, and I'm glad that this weight is lifted and he can sleep at night. I applaud him. But why is it that gay people feel like they owe somebody an explanation?
That's a good point. The problem is because they've been ostracized most of their life, and it starts off as little kids, and they're bullied. They're bullied, and they're made fun of, and the whole nine, and that's rough. And, you know, and so you have to retreat and hide who you are because you don't want to face that ridicule. And that's what's so unfortunate.
Tweet, tweet.
Lots of tweets here. Munsell Opinion says, definitely overkill. The White House making comments was totally unnecessary and a waste of my taxes I haven't paid yet. St. Facetious says, when Magic said he had HIV, that disease was still considered to be a gay disease, and people were still afraid to touch people with HIV. Love to Write 73 says, it really shouldn't be a news story in 2013. It's sad that it is. Shaking my head. Not Trying to Be Rude says, while it's so much easier now to come out these days, there will always be ignorance towards gays. You have to live your life.
Well, Russ, you made mention earlier of women in the WNBA
yeah.
coming out, but I think it's different with the WNBA because I think people assume that they're gay and
athletic
they have to
women.
Prove. Yeah, they have to prove that they're
not.
Straight.
Yeah.
So for them, it's a totally different thing, and they get ostracized.
Yeah, but let me go ahead and tell you this: there are so many male gay athletes.
Oh yeah.
In the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
There is NFL. There's a huge group of, and they all know who they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just, it's like They keep all that stuff under wraps,
well, why,
man.
It's just like being gay in the military. Like, why does it matter? If they're doing their job.
Do
right.
your
why,
job.
Like, that's.
And it could be a distraction.
Why
so
do you have to talk
I mean,
about
you know.
It?
Yeah, like, you know, next thing you know, Jason gets in it. Somebody's going to trip about being hand-checked or played too close. You know,
he's a center. He's going to have you're going to back
it's
you down.
It's like Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Karl Malone had a problem with Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He, you know, and then all of a sudden Magic got a cut and everybody started freaking out. Because, listen, back then everybody didn't have all the information. So there was paranoia. And that's called ignorance. Mm-hmm. Ignorance, not saying it's a bad thing. Ignorance is when you don't know about something.
Right.
And your fear, there's fear, there's fear, there's ignorance, and that's the reason why a lot of people have to hide who they are. Good morning, hello.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to say I don't necessarily think that it's heroic. It may be courageous because just about a month or two ago, you guys were talking about the comments made by the San Francisco cornerback, and I said that it's going to take a courageous individual in pro sports to come out with that, and I think that Jason doing that was courageous. I don't necessarily say it's heroic, and I agree with Soup that the timing was impeccable and strategic, in my opinion, because, like Soup said, he's a free agent, so either way it goes, he wins. He definitely is going to have a job with some type of organization, gay rights organization, should he not get picked up by the NBA, and at the very least, he can be a spokesperson for the NBA on
yeah,
that issue.
I think, I think this is great. But you know what the ironic thing is, that those athletes that are the first to come out and start talking all this mess, all this negativity, it makes me look at them differently. Like, you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hate somebody so much? Why
you're
do you hate
hiding
what they
something? Well, you know, what are you hiding? Is this a deflection of who you are?
Hmm.
You know, listen, we're all God's children. That's right. All I got to say
Amen.
About that.
I mean, you know what? But you have to keep in mind. I mean, I'm glad he came out, and I want you to be you, and people should know who you are. But you got to think, his brother only played 10 seasons. He's on his 12th season, and he just earned another one. I mean, I don't know the timing.
And maybe not.
Maybe not.
We shall see. Now, won't we?
But it would have been bigger if he was 5 years in instead of 12.
Right.
I hear you. Good point.